That's a very good new single from Little Mix. They're called Little Mix, and that was Black Magic. And we have a guest this afternoon, and he is Douglas Rintel, who is the new artistic director for the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch. You haven't taken up the reins yet, Doug?
No, not just yet, no.
When do you officially move in?
I was appointed about a couple of weeks ago, so I'm taking over in mid-October. But so I'm starting to look at certain things already.
Are you?
Sort of planning for the future. It takes us quite a long lead up on sort of planning seasons.
Yeah,
and so,
yeah. So you're obviously not involved in what's already been scheduled for this year, or so the whole of this year, I guess.
No, not at all. In fact, yeah. I probably won't. My first programme will be autumn 2016.
Oh, as far away as that?
Yeah, yeah.
Really? I didn't realise you'd planned that far ahead.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. So have you got, obviously you know basically what they're doing at the moment. Have you got plans to change everything around or not?
No, I don't think radically change. No. I think, you know, the brilliant thing about the theatre, it's got such a sort of core loyal audience.
Yeah.
I think the thing, you know, I was just about to say I'm a young theatre maker. I'm in my early 40s now, so maybe I'm not so young. But I think, you know, we look at theatre across the country, sort of demographic for theatre going is, you know, above 45, majority, high percentage of it. And I suppose one of the things, because I'm a young theatre maker, is one of the things I'm really passionate about is reaching out to a younger audience as well.
Right, yeah. So is that going to be challenging, you think, to get more
young
people?
Yeah, always.
Right.
Always,
okay.
Yeah.
So will you be responsible for everything that the theatre does? Everything from juggling to, you know, West End type productions that might be doing a tour?
Yeah, to a degree. I mean, there's Tom Stanbury, who's the interim chief executive, so he carries a lot of responsibility in some of the weight and some of the programming of the guest slots as well. So you have the work that the theatre makes. I mean, one of the most amazing things about Hornchurch is that it's still one of the few buildings in the country that's producing its own work. So it makes, what, 7-8 shows itself a year, and then there's a guest programme around that, and Tom will be looking after the guest programme. But I will have my fingers all over
it.
Now,
when you say they produce their own shows, do you mean there's an in-house production company there? Or?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
So, I mean, it's quite rare now. That's really rare, I think, if you think about
it's a bit like a rep company or something?
It sort of follows a kind of rep system where a lot of the cast are through cast, so they'll be performing in a show and they'll be rehearsing another underneath. So that is kind of like the old rep form. But so
is this a season? Somewhere in the year there's a season of these rep performances?
So I think if you go for between Theatre Royal Stratford and Colchester Mercury, Hornchurch is the only building between there that is still producing.
Oh,
so it's quite a rare thing. So for me, as a director, coming in and having that support for your work and being able to program, think about what you want to program for an audience is really exciting.
Yeah, I can imagine. What is your background, Doug, exactly?
I grew up in Essex. I grew up in North Essex. So not really from a theatre background at all. I grew up on a council estate in Colchester and didn't really have theatre-going family. But I just had the most amazing drama teachers.
Right.
And so right from an early age, I was performing, and I sort of knew I just wanted to be in theatre. I didn't go to the theatre until I was about 16, and then went to the Mercury, and I used to go and see everything at the Mercury Theatre. So I really know the special place that a regional theatre sort of plays in the life of a community, because it really impacted my life. And I did A-level theatre studies and then went off to university. And then came out. It's at university I started to direct, and then
you got a degree in drama.
In drama, yeah. And then came out and assisted a lot of people, and then sort of worked for a whole number of different companies and buildings. So I've worked all over the UK. I've worked abroad, and so it's kind of a really lovely story in many ways, because I'm sort of coming full circle and coming back to Essex
mainly as a director.
As a director, yeah. Yeah, never as an actor, no.
Never as an actor?
Oh, no, there was a point at university I knew I was a terrible actor. So
what
no.
about the singing? And did you dance as well?
Yeah, I did do a little bit, yeah. That was a long time ago. You wouldn't catch me on the stage at all. I had to stand in once, actually, I was working on a production of Julius Caesar at the Barbican. I was an associate director on it. And I directed a chorus of 100 people. and one of the main actors who was leading the chorus was ill, so I had to go on in a preview. This was about 6-7 years ago. It was the most terrifying thing I've ever had to do.
So this position you've got, is it an executive position, or are you very hands on with it? How does it work exactly?
It's the artist. The executive position is Tom Stanbury. So, and then I suppose I'm the artistic position, but it's still quite hands on. It's still pretty involved in sort of every aspect of the running of the building.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a big learning curve in terms of getting my head around all the different departments in the building, what everybody does. It's a big team. It's a big team of staff. It's such a big building. It's such a wonderful, epic stage as well. So hence the sort of long lead up before I sort of start programming so I can get to know the audience, I can get to know the staff and start to think about what I want to give them, really.
Sounds really exciting. When did you say you started? I suppose you're already involved.
I'm already involved.
Officially,
it'll be October
this
year.
Yeah. Well, Doug, thanks. That's Doug Rintoul, who's the new artistic director for the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch. She's popped in to introduce himself to our listeners. Also in the studio is Karen Chilvers. She's head of marketing, and we're going to be having a chat to her quite soon about what's coming up at the Queen's Theatre over the next month or two.
Phoenix FM.
We were speaking to the new artistic director of the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch just a moment or two ago, Doug Rintoul, and also here, holding his hand, I'm sure she isn't, but she's here anyway, Karen Chilvers, who's head of marketing at the Queen's Theatre, and we thought it would be an ideal opportunity to plug a few things you've got coming up over the next month or two.
Yes.
And of course, we heard from Doug that you've got this kind of in-house production group, haven't you, then?
We've got our own rep company, so
yeah.
The shows that we've got on through them for the next few months, we've got a world premiere is the first thing that starts in August and runs through to September. They tend to run for about 3.5 weeks, and this is Roll Over Beethoven. It's very loosely based on Hamlet. But it brings it up to 1956, so it's a rock and roll musical, but it's actually based in Soho.
I thought you were going to say it's loosely based on the life of Chuck Berry, but obviously
no. This is Hamlet, and it's about, you know, rock and roll. And for anybody who came to see Hot Stuff over the last couple of months, which everybody absolutely loved to bits, we've got the same band and some of the same cast coming in, so it's just another great musical night out. It's just that this one's the 50s and not the 70s, so a little bit different. And as you say, with the rep company, while some of the cast will be in Roll Over Beethoven, some of them will then be rehearsing for our next play, which is sort of a bittersweet comedy, which called Steel Magnolias, which many people will recognise from the film that was out in the 80s with Julia Roberts. The film was based on the play, and I think the great thing about this is a great night out for the girls, great one to bring your best friends to. It's an all-female cast and a female director as well, so perhaps leave the hubbies at home and have a good night out. We'll probably have a nice offer in the Prosecco way as well. So have a look for that. And then that moves us on to a very chilling thriller, which is based on the Daphne du Maurier story, Don't Look Now, which will probably scare the living daylights out of you, but I think will be great entertainment.
Yeah. So nothing to do with the film? Wasn't there a film with Julie Christie?
Yeah, there was a film. Yeah. That's absolutely Julie Christie and Donald Sutherland.
Yeah.
And the film was based on the play. So we're really looking forward to that one. So that runs over Halloween. That runs October and November. So that's definitely going to be worth watching. In fact, they all are.
And they all run for what, 2 or 3 weeks?
About 3.5 weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So price is more than reasonable. Much less than the West End. Must say, you know, we have a season ticket called Jump the Queue at Queen's Theatre. We've run it for many years, which means you can get to see each of these shows for £12.50, which is amazing. Bargain, really, to see a really good West End quality show. And I'm afraid that then takes you into panto season, which starts in November and runs till next January. And this year we've got Aladdin, so that's the most popular panto because boys and girls love it equally. So we've got the magic carpet ride for the end of the year.
And do you have a big star in your panto?
No, that's again, that's our rep company.
And, oh, that's your rep company, the same?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's the same, but, you know, audiences are very familiar with them, and they're astonishingly good actors and actresses, really great to work with, and just put on really good shows. I mean, for us, it's really about, you know, the show rather than a celebrity, necessarily.
Yeah, yeah.
But people do tend to get to know these, and we have requests for certain actors to come back. They have their own little fan clubs, really, so it's, you know, it's a nice place. The actors tend to really like working here because they get well looked after and they get loved by the local audience.
So there are some actors. Are there in two or three of those four productions, if we include the Panda?
Very much so. I mean, this season just gone, we had four shows, and there were two actors that were in three of them each, but they'll come back. They'll be in one season. They might come back for a show. They might do all year. So we see people come and go, and then they go into the West End and they come back again.
Well, you would definitely be on that Christmas card list because it's so tough for actors to have a, you know, consistent amount of employment level, isn't it? You know, it's quite a rarity nowadays.
Yeah.
So to have several months of guaranteed work, that's a real bonus, isn't it?
Yes, I think so.
So what's that? I noticed that looking through, I just had your website on the screen, you've got an open day.
Yes.
Is this just a one-off?
No, we quite regularly offer it to us through our education departments. So if you've got a group that wants to come and see the workings of a rep theatre and how we do things, then, you know, please just give us a shout and we'll try and organise something for you. It's very interesting. But this is part of an open house day that's happening. I don't know whether it's just London or whether it's nationally, but it is an open house day. So we just write for us to fling our doors open as well. But by all means, come in. Small groups welcome.
Oh, right, okay. And of course, you've got your own website, as every theatre has nowadays, so quite easy to find all the details there. Thank you, Karen. That's Karen Chilvers, who's the head of marketing for the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch, and I'm sure that she'll be back again in the not-too-distant future with more information about what's happening there.